If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome on in. Happy start to the week, folks. It is Monday, May the 19th. Steve Geller, Cullen Steele, bringing you till 8 p.m. this evening. Got a bunch of sound to get into you for you. The Saints Sound Bank will kick off with Drew Brees. He spoke this weekend over at his new Surge Complex that had their grand opening on Veterans Boulevard. Drew had a lot to say about the Saints, new head coach, the quarterback situation. Also heard from the Saints executive vice president, general manager Mickey Loomis, head coach Kellen Moore, quarterback Spencer Rattler, and wide receiver Cedric Wilson today at the charity golf event going on for the Black and Gold. So we got a ton of Saints sound that we'll play with these next 2 hours. I want to get into first the NFL legend Drew Brees, who joined us even last week as he got ready to open this new complex over on Veterans Boulevard, like I mentioned. Drew just keeps on, you know, dialing in, opening all these places. I know Jimmy John's, Small Sliders, Surge, the
man of the people, man.
Also the pickleball place going on, and just so many things that Drew has his hands involved in. I love hearing the fact, too, you'll hear in this clip from Surge, he kind of mentions the fact that he'd like to do more within the Saints organization going forward. Now, to me, if he wants to help out in any capacity as a QB coach or a consultant, I'm sure he's welcome anywhere, anytime there at the facility on Airline Drive.
If there's ever a time to need that, might that be now?
It's funny. It's like the Drew Brees' PR folks get a hold of us and is like, would you happen to have... It's not really last minute, you know, a couple hours ahead of time in the day. Would you happen to have time for Drew Brees later in the day today? And it's like, I will move whatever I have to get Drew on the air here.
Are you kidding me? We'll move heaven and hell.
Exactly. Drew spoke to the media at his Surge event, which was on Saturday. So let's hear what the legendary Saints QB had to say.
Saints have been pretty busy over the last few weeks.
Yeah.
What'd you make of Derek Carr's retirement?
Yeah, you know, obviously a bit surprising, you know, just being so early in his career. And really, you know, for a quarterback, you feel like you get into your early 30s and you're really entering your prime, you know, because especially for a guy like Derek Carr, who's, you know, started every year he's been in the league, you know, since he was drafted by the Raiders and, you know, felt like he was kind of just, you know, getting to that point where, man, the next 5 years could be some of his best years. And yet, look, injuries take their toll, you know. I haven't spoken to Derek directly, but, you know, it seemed like this had a lot to do with where his shoulder was at and, you know, maybe feeling like he was going to miss a lot of the season. I think you got to look at the Andrew Luck situation from a few years ago, right? Another guy who had missed some time with injury and I think became pretty frustrated with that. But also, look, you know, there's life after football. There's that second chapter. I think Derek Carr obviously with his wife Melanie and the four kids. You know, it seems like they've really kind of put down roots in Vegas. I know he's got aspirations to perhaps build a school, a church, you know, pastor that. He's obviously very involved with the church and his community. And so at times you just feel called to do other things, you know. And, you know, football was that unique chapter in your life. But, you know, there's so much more after football. And, you know, it seemed like he was ready to take that next step.
Yeah, he didn't reach out with this. You know, obviously you dealt with the shoulder injury.
Yeah, I reached out to him right when I heard the news that he had a hurt shoulder and it might affect his ability to play in the season. And I reached out just, you know, giving him support. And he's a friend. And let me know if I can help you at all. And then I heard the news of his retirement and, you know, reached out again. And, you know, I'm sure he's taking some time just to decompress and be with the family and kind of assess his next opportunities.
Drew, what do you make of a young quarterback, especially with the addition of Tyler Shepard?
Yeah. Well, it is a young room. I mean, it's pretty unprecedented, I think, at this point. You know, when you look at what Jake Haener's a third-year player, Spencer Rattler would be a second-year player, Tyler Shuck's a, you know, a rookie. And I know we just went out and signed another guy. But, I mean, I think at the end of the day, you look, Kellen Moore has proven to be a great developer of quarterbacks, you know, wherever he's been over the last 6 years. I think we all really respect the system and kind of his way of coaching and developing. So I'm sure he's excited to be able to mold these young guys. I'm really excited to see what this offense looks like. We certainly have weapons at the receiver position, tight end position, Kamara, still one of the best and most versatile backs in the league. So we'll see how it shakes out. I think one of the best offensive lines in the league, that certainly helps. So great offensive line. Defensively, I love what we did in the draft. Still have great playmakers and great leadership on that side of the ball. So all in all, look, I think this division's wide open for the Saints to go make a run at it.
Have you had a chance to see any film on Shuck?
Yeah.
You haven't seen practice, but just what's your impressions of like seeing it?
I've seen what the fans have seen. You know, I haven't really dove deep to take a look at his college film. I think what's impressive to me is kid's faced a lot of adversity, and he's overcome it every step of the way. Obviously, spent a lot of time in college. What, 3 years at Oregon, 3 years at Tech, and 1 year at Louisville. I love Jeff Brohm. Jeff Brohm at Louisville was Purdue's head coach for a long time, developed Aiden O'Connell and a few others. So he's kind of known as one of those guys who can develop QBs, and obviously Tyler Shuck really thrived in that offense with him last year. Man, I think he's big, strong, tough, standing there, deliver the ball, take shots, you know, had three season-ending injuries in college. You know, honestly, a lot of similarities to Taysom Hill. You know, Taysom Hill was one of these guys coming out of college who, you know, had spent 4 or 5 years in college, had some major injuries. But, man, whenever he played really, really well, right? And obviously we know what he's meant to the team. And, you know, when he came in and played the quarterback position, played it so well. So, look, we'll see how this thing shakes out. I mean, I'm not giving anybody the job right now, you know. I know we went out and drafted Tyler Shuck in the second round, but I'm sure Haener and Rattler have something to say about that. So, you know, competitions bring out the best in everybody. I'm sure Kellen's excited to mold these guys.
Aside from Shuck in itself, what do you make about the Saints reaching that early for a quarterback in a long time?
Yeah, I think, too, the fact that maybe Shuck wasn't on a lot of teams' radar. You know, there was a lot of talk around Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders, and then all of a sudden Tyler Shuck's taken, you know, high in the second round. What that tells me is the Saints had a guy that they really liked, and they hope that nobody else found out about it. That's what it tells me. And then when they had the opportunity to take him, you know, where they wanted to take him, they took him. You know, you take an offensive tackle, Kelvin Banks, in that first round, which anytime you can draft a guy who's going to be an anchor on either the offensive or defensive lines, a guy that you feel like can be part of your program and a tone setter for, you know, 10-plus years, you take him, right? I feel like we've always done a great job of that. And then obviously they found a QB that they like, and then the rest of the draft was pretty much defense, right? So, look, I think we addressed all the areas that we wanted to address and, you know, go out and get a quarterback that you think could be the next guy.
You mentioned Kellen Moore and the systems that he's put in place.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've seen the videos of the workouts. It seems to be an extra boost of energy and things. Have you been impressed maybe by what you've seen or even maybe what you've heard from former teammates on, hey, it feels different around here. It feels like something's changed.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but great things about Kellen. Look, I really respected Kellen Moore as a player when he was at Boise State. And then, I mean, guy who started, winningest college quarterback of all time. They were always going in as underdogs and beating teams that, you know, they had no business being on the field with back when he was playing. And you know, he was just kind of one of these methodical guys that you could see, man. He had moxie, he had leadership skills, and obviously he was a clutch performer, and he's just carried over all those traits to being a coach, you know, quarterback coach, play caller, and now a head coach. So he's worked his way into this position. He deserves this opportunity. And I mean, I remember talking to Mickey Loomis throughout the process and how excited he was about Kellen Moore. So look, he belongs here, and I think he's great for this organization right now. With where we are, he's great for this fan base, and man, he wants to bring a winner. He'd like to repeat what he did last year with Philly, you know. I love the offense that he put together for Jalen Hurts. I think that's what you do as a head coach. You've got your scheme, you have your philosophy, and yet you take the strength of the guys that you have in, you know, on the offensive side of the ball, and then you mold the offense around that. So
if you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Let me see what that looks like.
NFL legend Drew Brees talking to the media at Surge Entertainment over there on Veterans Boulevard. And, you know, Drew brought up the fact, you know, looking forward to seeing how Kellen Moore implements this offense in New Orleans, how he tailor-made basically what he wanted to do with the Eagles around Jalen Hurts, saying that's what good coaches do. You know, you cater to what your personnel is. And that's the big question right now. What is Kellen Moore going to be looking at with the quarterback position? We'll get into a lot of that with Mickey Loomis. We'll hear from Kellen Moore, also even Spencer Rattler. But that competition now with Tyler Shough, Spencer Rattler, Jay Kaner, you would think, at least I think the perception from most folks right now is that Tyler Shough is the guy because he's been hand-selected by the new head coach, Kellen Moore. But that experience factor, you can't leave out a Spencer Rattler or a Jay Kaner. And I know Kaner's name kind of gets tossed to the side because what we did see of him in limited action really wasn't impressive.
Yeah, but it's like, where do you draw the line with experience? And then, like, which is the point a lot of people bring with Rattler, bad experience. The fact that he is, what, 0-7, 0-6?
0-7, right.
So do you want that fresh face? We talked about it before we even got in the air. That we were in a newsroom discussing it at like 3 p.m. You know, when you get down to the logistics of what the starting role might look like, if come August we have a definitive Shuck is 1, Rattler is 2, Haener is 3, they still might roll Rattler out for the first couple of weeks. Jeff Nowak mentioned it. They might have a situation where it's Shuck is the guy, but he won't play until week 10, regardless of how good or bad the team is going. Obviously, if Spencer Rattler has led the Saints to a 6-3 or better record in that time, you're probably not going to hand the keys over because Rattler's taken a huge step forward. Many people aren't expecting that. I'd be pleasantly surprised. But the point is that there is a question at this point. It isn't obviously clear who the one is, or the two, or the three. But then furthermore, it's when we get to September, when we get to that first game in Arizona against the, or here against the Cardinals, who's taking the field? This is going to be a conversation that happens year round. We could be 5-5. We could be 0-10 heading into the bye week, wondering, you know, is there a change coming? Who knows?
And the another factor for me is, too, it's like, what role, when he does come back healthy, is a guy like Taysom Hill going to play? I know nobody's talking about him really at quarterback, but I could see him still in that, you know, wildcat, you know, power running role that he's had in the past for this team. I just don't know if the body's going to hold
That's
up.
That's what I'm saying. Like, with has, if he is healthy, knowing the way we have heard Kellen talk about how he used Saquon and other tools in the Eagles offense, in the Cowboys offense, in the Rams, like knowing how he's used these chess pieces, he'll find a way to use Taysom Hill. But that's if Taysom can get on the field.
Yeah, if the tush push is still around, Taysom could be our tush push guy.
I have no. We'll get to that later on about like whether or not there's not tush push isn't the only thing being discussed at the owners' meeting this upcoming. I believe on Wednesday. But do you believe it's going to get banned?
I do believe that just because they're really pushing the NFL is trying to...
It's such a cop-out excuse for it to be...
The safety issue, right, with players. And I think I'm interested to see how much that gets brought up by teams opposing banning it, because when have we seen anyone on the offense and defense getting injured on the play? That's a big question for me.
It's just... What happened with the Commanders and Eagles last year in the championship game? Wasn't it that like Frankie Louvu, like he had like two penalties?
Oh, he was very vocal today about banning it.
So it's like I think we're just not good enough at it. So we're going to say it's bad for the sport. Doesn't sound like it's actually.
And there's been a few teams that have attempted to replicate it, like the Buffalo Bills, because they have a big guy like Josh Allen, a quarterback that can do that. But, you know, whatever the Philadelphia Eagles have been doing up front of that offensive line has a huge factor to do with it as well. But curious to see if things don't get banned, the tush push doesn't get banned, would Kellen Moore want to bring that to New Orleans maybe?
I don't know. Like, do you – Hurts has that kind of like – I think Hurts can take it.
I know Spencer or Jake are running that.
Would you want to put Shuck in that position? I know that he's had some unusual
injuries.
He's
a taller guy,
past.
But I don't know if he's really that beefy.
That's what I'm saying. Beefy is exactly the way I'm looking at it. Like, Hurts isn't nearly as tall as him, but Hurts can put that shoulder down and make you hurt. And that's kind of what you need. You need someone who's just gonna pound. Because, again, you're only going for a few yards. You don't need someone. Granted, maybe Shuck's height can make it to where he does some, like, breeze dives over the pile a little bit. That's not tush push-esque, but it could still help.
Maybe someone could just pick up, like, Spencer Rattler or Jake Haener and throw him.
This would be the perfect situation for Taysom Hill, though, is what we're saying.
Right, exactly. He's my physical short yardage guy.
He's the go-to. He is the, if you look at the tush push and you were to, you know, have, you know, give the Nick Sirianni Eagles some truth serum and say, what's the perfect makeup? Give me the one guy on our roster who would be best for it. Taysom Hill, they would say universally, would be that guy.
I would think so, but probably, you know, like someone like Jalen Hurts is definitely one of one. There's not many dudes that are built like that play the quarterback position.
There isn't. So the question is, again, which is the excuse every team is making, it's a player safety issue. And again, I do get that, but at the end of the day, it's just they're doing it better. You can't stop it, nor can you do it as good. So let's just get rid of it altogether.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.